Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Whoops, I set off the alarm. The building had never been alarmed before. Well, not in all the times I'd been visiting. But with the new work rosters and changes in shift patterns, I had visited earlier in the day to find no one in, and had returned in the evening to check again. And lo and behold, I set off the alarm. In a police station. Another first in my memorable moments. The irony wasn't lost on me, since I've never been told the alarm code, I knew I had to ring the police. By now, having found the alarm box and that there was no magic off button, I had to leave the building, still locking it all up, to make the phone call. Yes, the alarm was loud. I had to go further away to hear the phone. People were looking. One shopkeeper, who knew I was the chaplain, shouted out, "Everything okay?" To which I sheepishly replied, "It's only me. I've set off the alarm." He sort of laughed, but in a way of, "Turn that bloody thing off." By now I could hear the phone, and the sergeant, who was good-natured, told me what to do. It didn't take long, and I turned off the alarm. The alarm got people's attention. I know it got mine. That's what it's supposed to do. Pentecost is one such alarm time whereby the people in Jerusalem were alerted to God doing what he had said he would do, keeping his promises of action, and drawing attention to the truth that in Jesus we can find the fulfillment of everything, all our hopes and dreams, help from every trouble and concern, and a peace that the world simply can't give. We can read the account of this event in Acts chapter 2, and many people, about 3,000 of them, did take notice, and their lives would never be the same again. Of course, we also know the story of the boy who cried wolf. So today, people are known to ignore alarms for all sorts of reasons, and when the disaster doesn't come their way, they continue to do as they wish. I was also vaguely aware when trying to ring that there were people who didn't seem to even hear the alarm. So if alarms are to work, you either make them bigger and louder so you can't but notice them, or people are taught and trained to respond to an alarm despite the possibility of false alarms. Spiritually speaking, the world, including many Christians, would prefer the Holy Spirit to make his calling card, his alarm for a dying world, more and more spectacular for each generation. If he used a rushing wind and tongues of fire nearly 2,000 years ago, imagine the pyrotechnics that could happen now. But God isn't the boy crying wolf. Instead, the Holy Spirit teaches people to listen for the alarm, God's word, law and gospel, which will alarm us with our sin, and alarm, shock us, with God's grace. Our attention is drawn to Jesus, whom we don't see, but whose presence changes our lives from one day to the next when we follow him. Sadly, there are times when we simply ignore the alarm, do our own thing, and get surprised when things don't work out. Or we don't trust the alarm, that God loves us and cares for us truly, freely, and he gives this love to us, but in a way that doesn't leave us to our selfish behaviours. The Holy Spirit's role is to convict us of sin and teach and remind us of Jesus so that our focus, our attention, our experience of the faith is always Jesus-centred, actually always cross-centred. That's what our personal encounters with Jesus, wrapped in water, baptism, or bread and wine, Holy Communion, point us to again and again, that Jesus' cross is for you. Jesus is for you. Close by. He won't distance himself from us. Whatever draws our attention to spiritual things, the Holy Spirit has bound himself to using words, water, bread and wine, so that you may know where to meet Jesus. as with all alarms, so with these means of grace. The first thing to do above all is listen, and then respond. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, you sent your Holy Spirit at Pentecost, making the disciples bold to preach the good news. Send us out with the power of the same Spirit to spread the fire of your love. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.